It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, three of them.
It's funny.
Oh, no! 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 Oh, he lived.
I hit one with a light bulb.
Did it kill it? It did not kill it.
It's a big turkey.
I think you got it.
All set.
Oh,
it lives.
That's the best way right there.
Yeah.
There it is. Right over there. Killed it with a cricket.
You shot a cricket off the turkey's nose.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Want to congratulate
who?
Rob Snow of Leesburg, Virginia. I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing because of the picture. The Joe Artinger is included. Do you recognize that gentleman?
I don't.
It's Pedro North.
Yes.
Oh, is it Peter?
Peter North.
Rob Snow gets the Deviltown T-shirt celebrating our return to Manassas Wednesday night for the biggest party night of the year at Hard Times Cafe and Q in Manassas. Stop by in your PJs and qualify to win round-trip airfare wherever JetBlue flies.
JetBlue!
Our drawing is at 11. You must be present to win. And you know, wear your, I'm going to actually be wearing my Deviltown T-shirt with my jammy bottoms and a nice robe.
It's a good look.
Oh,
you
good.
Can sleep
and hard,
in that.
And hard wooden shoes.
Oh, nice.
Well, that's what I was
from Holland. Very, very excited about that. We are going to have a huge show on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, when we have the, what did you call it, Rob?
Thanksgiving? White Trash Given.
White Trash Given. Uh-huh. Everybody's brain is in the same holiday
forgive
mode.
Me. Yeah. Forgive me.
What?
What?
What show?
This one?
Here? Now?
White Trash Given. We have Trisha and her family. Beth Ann, I'm not sure how many people are involved in this. We have a catered dinner for eight.
She's bringing Ken, isn't she?
I think she's supposed to be bringing
Ken,
so I'm looking forward to that. How many people is Trisha bringing? Is it Trisha?
It's Trish.
Trish.
And she will have her guest list to us by tomorrow.
Okay, and we got the food all set? Mm-hmm. Everything's together?
Yes.
Anybody we have to plug for that yet?
Yeah, beginning tomorrow.
Trish, okay. Trish is bringing as many people as she can in her 89 Crown Vic that's missing a hubcap.
Hey, I'm glad you saved that.
Wow, that's I hope they bring creamed onions.
All right, very good. Well, I'm going to step out for a second.
Please.
And we're going to...
you're
going to
miss
just,
it.
Gentlemen, if we can just concentrate for a second, please. Please. We have to do a little... No, that, you're going to screw it up.
Okay.
You don't own. That's meditation.
Trying to help.
Let's do this right now. She's going to materialize in a second here. I'm talking about the ghost of Julia Child who'll be cooking for us.
So far, I see nothing.
Where's your harp, Rob? There's more harps than I've ever heard on this show. I'm trying to get this to work.
A harp symphony.
Maybe you're not thinking hard enough, Mike.
It worked.
Ooh!
Hi!
It's Julia Child.
Good afternoon!
Good to see you.
Welcome, Julia.
Wonderful. I'm so delighted to be cooking for all of you today.
We're delighted to have you do that.
I wore my special Thanksgiving thong, and we're going to cook roast goose.
Very
in the
festive.
Traditional
Looks like we have.
Thanksgiving way, I will prepare the goose. The goose just so.
Goose? I was thinking turkey.
Goose is goose? What we serve in the Child household
so
up
is
in
the
heaven.
Is the thong under that skirt?
The thong is under the giant, giant
man-sized
thong.
That's enough. That's enough.
That I'll lift up for you, Rob.
No.
Take a look and feast on my oyster stuffing.
No.
Do you like to see?
I don't.
There
sail
it is.
A ship with
I
that
don't.
Thong.
No, I love this time of year.
You know what I always
it's
forget?
It's so great to get all the freshest ingredients.
I agree.
And gather them on the table and make them all speak to you with the voice of culinary French chef expertise.
Mm-hmm. Who are you?
I'm Julia Child, and this is the French chef. Yes, I know I sound like Charlie Ash.
You know,
A-ho!
You know what I always forget, Julia?
Yes.
I always forget how tall you are.
I'm 9 feet tall.
She's a strapping woman, isn't
look
she?
Look at me.
Just as sturdy.
All the way
look
out here.
At that.
Wow.
So what I've brought today.
Yes.
Fresh, delicious ingredients.
Yes. Like what?
I have herbs.
Herbs.
From France.
Love them.
Herbs
and
de Provence.
Herbs de Provence. Thank you. You dear boy. You actually followed all of my cooking shows.
I did.
Then I'll lean forward as I always did because my upper breast weight was simply too heavy.
They're massive, really.
Yeah. Very massive, large as Beth's breasts.
Do you know Beth? Beth McBride?
Oh, do I ever? She was a big fan and a emailer of mine before I died.
When I say that, I mean, have you known her?
Hold on a second. Before we proceed,
yes.
It's always nice to... Before you prep your goose for your holiday feast,
yes, ma'am,
to have a sip of Chazan Montrachet.
Is that a kind of wine?
It's a white burgundy.
Cheers.
A white burgundy?
It's a delicious...
It can't be white and burgundy.
There we are.
Maybe
there's nothing
lush.
I enjoy cooking with better than French wine. And
really?
Also, the French... are so good with wine.
They are.
Sure.
They're wonderful with food.
Yes.
What I'm going to do is prepare some Coquille Saint-Jacques.
Oh, delicious.
Coquille Saint-Jacques.
Lovely scallop dish to complement the goose.
Scallops.
Now
can you entertain a question before we go on with the cooking?
Yes, of course.
It was recently revealed that you did some spying in World War II.
Oh, no.
Yes, it was.
I served our nation in WW2.
And we thank you.
And we do.
Remember going behind the lines with the Nazis and seducing them with
my
delicious foie gras and also
are you speaking in
my
code?
Bountiful ass.
Oh.
I remember sharing my bed chamber with two Nazi officers.
Really?
Grateful nation.
You let them lay with you?
Yes, they lay with Julia.
Really?
That was a wonderful time. Let me sit.
Did you describe with them stuffing?
What?
Hold on, I need to sit.
Why? You're a ghost.
Careful.
I'm just
Julia.
Going to sit down.
Careful.
Take it easy. 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 Ah, there you are.
There's
welcome.
Nothing like a great chair after a good meal to break wind in.
Julia, we'd rather no.
There
didn't.
Are certain areas of Europe where the only true indication of a satisfactory repast was to break wind the guests and the host of the meal.
May not, I remind you, you're wearing a thong.
Yes, of
it's
course.
Not the case here in Fairfax.
No.
Fortunately, it seems to have gone awry.
Yeah.
I must... take a moment and...
need to adjust?
Lift up the skirt.
Oh, no!
And pull it over to one side.
No, give us a tug.
Oh, no!
I will entertain a call or two from your vast...
oh, we thank you.
...listening audience.
They have
before
questions.
...before we prepare the goose, which I have already filleted. Let's go to
I
Greg.
Didn't mean, that's awfully forward for a first date.
Greg, you're on with the French chef, and I hope you enjoy your holiday feast with lots of creamery butter.
Yes.
Do you like butter?
I love butter.
Thank you, Adam Spy.
As a matter of fact, in the south of France, during the warmer months, I would cream myself with butter from head to toe.
Did you ever let the Nazis cream butter on
you? Yes. As a matter of fact, we'd all sunbathe over near Versailles, and it was a delightful time.
I'll bet it was.
Yes.
Were you ever creamed with butter by Herr Fockstein?
Herr Fockstein. Herr Fockstein.
Do you remember him?
Delightful Aryan gentleman and a masterful horseman. Let's speak to Gregory. Yes, what can we do for
Gregory,
you?
Gregory, what's your question for Julia Child?
Yes, Miss Child. I was wondering if you're going to be catering Mr. O'Mara's wedding reception when it comes around.
Will you?
I cannot cater. I can only visit radio programs because I'm unable to cater because I'm deceased, you incredible moron.
He enjoyed it, though, Julia.
Let's go to Tom in Winchester, who hopefully will be enjoying delightful confections after he finishes his Thanksgiving meal, such as pumpkin pie with just a hint of cinnamon and nutmeg.
You know who loved pumpkin pie?
Who would that be?
Herr Fockstein.
Herr Fockstein. A lovely mane of Aryan blonde hair thrusting. Herr Fockstein enjoyed the odor of sautéed Flemish chestnuts.
Did he? No kidding.
We'd roast them over naked by the fire.
Really?
It was wonderful. Yes, Tom, what can I do for you?
Yes, Miss Child, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, always a pleasure.
Time with the OSS.
Yes.
How did you find Churchill's giblets?
Churchill and I had no contact with each other. I was primarily overseas on the other side of the lines with Herr Fuchstein. We had such wonderful times. There was the...
Was there a butter ration then?
A butter ration, but it didn't pertain to me.
It was a butter ration.
I said I would only do my job for the OSS.
Yes, right.
If I could be stocked periodically with fresh dairy butter.
Really?
So that I could make my magnificent dishes, don't you understand? Now, as I bring my goose, I always get a little winded bringing it up from the table.
Oh, no, easy.
When you're going to bring your goose to table, make sure you've got a strong bra.
Is it time to...
One time when I was with three or four SS officers.
Yes.
I was lifting the goose from cutting board to table.
You were getting ready to plate it.
When suddenly the brassieres sprung open, distracting everyone at the table.
So you're saying always trust your birds then?
I will tell you... Herr Fuchstein never tired of his favorite dish.
Which was what?
Braised Swiss clams.
Ah, braised clams.
From Switzerland?
Braised Swiss clam strips.
Best kind.
Herr Fuchstein.
Herr Fuchstein. I would only see him years later after the armistice.
Yes.
Herr Fuchstein.
Was he?
What a tongue.
Was he?
What a tongue.
Uh-huh. Didn't he relocate from Austria?
He was from Bremen, Germany.
Bremen.
Moved shortly thereafter to Stuttgart. And he had a terrible hunting accident in the Black Forest.
Sorry to hear that.
He went down to one. He only had one.
Oh, shot
when
one
you're
off.
Supposed to have two.
Is that why he had to focus on his tongue?
Yes, his tongue was magnificent. He could taste all the seasonings in whatever dish I'd prepare, but we have a call.
Oh, good.
Steve and Sterling, you're on with the French chef, Julian Child.
Hi, Miss Child. This is a long-time eater, first-time caller. What's your worst meal that you've ever created?
The worst meal I ever created was, I believed I was preparing a mustard sauce on a simple filet.
Yes, yeah.
And left it in the oven for far too long.
Oh, that's too bad.
This was back in, I believe, 43. But I succeeded in pleasing most of my dinner guests.
How?
With a marathon session.
Oh, dear.
Of tongue wrestling.
How about, did the bra come undone?
It did, but it was voluntary, not accidental.
Oh,
I understand.
Thank you. I'll never forget the time that Herr Fuchstein took me to his wine cellar.
Yes?
Brimming with Argentinian...
Are you well?
Brimming with Argentinian oregano.
That must have been something.
That was back in the days of the spice ration.
I remember.
That's right. Herr Fuchstein had a middle finger that was as long as the armistice.
You're better to point with.
We need two more questions. Ryan from Sterling, you're on with the French chef and butter.
Hey, Julia, I was wondering if you could do a Bill Cosby impression.
That's the way to go.
Well, she can.
Shut up, you pig. Chris and Dumfries.
Was Herr Fuchstein a cunning mimic?
I have to break.
Oh, no.
Chris and Dumfries, you're the last word.
Chris, what's your question for Ms. Child?
Chris, what is your question?
Yes, ma'am. It's a pleasure talking with you.
Well, that's all you'll have for today.
Time's up.
I must go back through my scrapbook with Herr Fuchstein.
Good to see
what
you.
What a pleasure. Farewell to
thank
all.
You.
Thanks
you,
for
Julia.
The goose.
Happy
butter.
Thanksgiving.
Thank
butter
you for the goose. Fingers.
Thanks for the grub.
Good day.
Good day.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.